Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My colleague in broadcasting, Dom Salvia, is up at the top of the hour for the Dom Salvia Show. Don't miss that. I'm sure Dom will have some reflections on where we stand today as well. I'm going to go through these issues really quickly because there are a lot of them, and I want to get to the like problem-solving phase today. But I first want to just say thank you to each and every one of you, including some of our conservative callers and texters. I want to thank you for participating. It's by participating, by listening, by arguing, that we get better. That is what all of this is about. The arguments, the discussions, the fights will continue, but I hope that we can continue to have these discussions with respect and hear each other and with some fidelity to facts. When I fail at that, you have my apology, and I will always try to do better. I want to be accountable to each and every one of you as we continue this project called Civic Media and as we continue this discussion both here on Civic Media, but more broadly as Americans. Here are the issues. Again, the courts. With the Senate gone, Donald Trump will stack the federal courts more than he ever has. This will be a fundamental remaking of America. You can almost be guaranteed that numerous regulatory protections that keep the ground we farm in, the air we breathe, and the water we drink clean-ish will be gutted. Activist judges from the conservative side of the spectrum will dismantle regulations that are in place to help protect regular people. Your air and water and ground will become less clean. The United States will fall far behind on addressing climate change, which is actually a thing. All of that will happen. Women's rights and the rights of people of color and the LGBTQIA community will be eroded more on a daily basis. But there will be fights, the tax fight, a fight over a constitutional amendment to get money out of politics. Fights over what our state and local governments look like and who they will work for. Whether we can actually reform the Supreme Court, these are the challenges that we will face. Because there was $2.5 billion spent in the presidential election alone from only large dollar donors. What a waste. You can probably kiss the American, the ACA, Obamacare, goodbye if the House goes Republican. Wonder how that's going to sort out. Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security will have less funding. Your benefits will be reduced. Veterans will see less care. There will be increased acts of violence motivated by identity. My identity as an anti-racist feminist. The identity of folks in the LGBTQIA community. More hate speech. AI and big data. Wonder how that's going to sort out. Especially the use of AI and big data by foreign actors to continue to attempt to destabilize our democracy through misinformation, fear-mongering, and hate. I'm most afraid of J.D. Vance in 2028, because that guy's a shapeshifter and a con artist of epic proportions. Of course, Donald Trump's prosecutions, those go all out the window. We got the enemies list. We talked about that. We got talked about Aileen Cannon likely becoming a Supreme Court justice or the attorney general. The gutting of federal civil service, the tracking of women's pregnancies. It's all coming. And this. What happens to NATO? By the way, if you don't like NATO or think Donald Trump's right to deride it, it was NATO that really put the United States in a position of global power. It established us as that shining city on a hill, as Ronald Reagan once referred to the United States. John F. Kennedy Jr. once said that we will support any friend and oppose any foe in defense of liberty. Not under Donald Trump. If you wanted isolationism, you're going to get it. If you believe in a two-state solution, not happening. You believe in the project of peace, the dignity of every human being. Yeah, not a priority anymore for the United States. And I'll tell you who's also popping bottles. Kim Jong-un, Benjamin Netanyahu, and all of the Saudi royals. So let's talk about what we're going to do. Let's together, conservatives, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, progressives, independents, the I hate politics crew, I mean you too. Can we together agree to fight corruption in government? Can we agree that we need a binding code of ethics for Congress and the Supreme Court? That we need a fairer tax code? Again, getting engaged in state and local government and standing up every day for truth and against hate, wherever it shows up. At your Thanksgiving dinner table, not having it. You're going to vote. You're going to care what's going to happen in the courts. You're going to get involved with the League of Women Voters, the ACLU, the Human Rights Committee. Get involved. The fight continues. That's going to do it for me. Dom Salvia's up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.
Keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.